Rappaport Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
The problem with taking a passage out of its context is sometimes you can have a very different meaning. Remember that the Bible didn't have chapter breaks and verses. So when we look at a passage like Matthew chapter 18, verse 19, it says, "And again, I say to you, if two or three of you agree on earth about anything they ask, it will be done for me from my Father in heaven." And some people say, "Well, okay, all I got to do is get one or two other believers to pray with me about anything I want, and God is somehow obligated to give it to me." This is the teaching that you hear from many, though they sometimes are not as clear about it, saying that God is obligated to give you, but that's the way they word it. And they base it on verses like this. However, when you look at the context of this, this is speaking of having to put someone out of the church, something no one wants to do. They have a process that God has given to us of how to go about doing church discipline. And if you get to that final step, he's trying to explain to the believers that don't worry. If you've gone through all these steps and someone still is unrepentant over their sin, they're just exposing they're not a believer, or probably not a believer, and you should put them out of the church and be encouraged to do so. And so he's saying, if there's two or three of you that have prayed about this situation, about church discipline, then God has done it for them already in heaven. In other words, they're asking about the fact that someone's unrepentant in the church, not for any whim that someone wants. This does not make God somehow dependent on owing you.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.